he got on me, and like a leader should, and, yeah. You know. And but that, I think that was our only.
And luckily, it didn't end in any disaster.
Exactly. Yeah. So no, I thought that was the best thing we did.
You said he got on you like a leader should. Were you okay with the way he handled that on the field?
Without a doubt. I mean, that's like that's a leader right there. It's the leader of our offense, of this team.
How did you feel communication went with the no huddle, those responsibilities?
I felt really comfortable with it, even more comfortable than I thought I was going to be. And you know, I'm not sure that we had a miscommunication on the offensive line. So that is a credit to the Josh and TJ as well, that they helped me out with anything that I might have missed. You know, I can remember, but you know, I thought. That was a good thing we did.
Just couldn't get anything going in the right direction in the third quarter. So that was when we just really started to go solid.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you said it. I mean, it was just a combination of things. I don't know. I guess we'll watch the film.
Any thoughts about it before seeing anything on kind of what was going on up there?
You know what, I'm a rookie. I'm just out there trying to get everybody on the same page and do my best. And I really don't have any comments or anything that would be notable, you know. So,
as a rookie, what did you think about your first start in this environment, and just how was that for you?
It was exciting. It was a heck of a time. I thought that it was an honor to play next to snap the ball to a guy like Aaron, and it was an honor to play next to Josh and TJ, and obviously Brian and Dave as well. And I was just. Can't thank them enough for all the help that they've given me, and so far. And I think I did decent for my first start, but obviously that remains to be seen.